For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Stop the Bleeding kits are now at Jonesboro and Nettleton schools. School nurses from each district participated in eight-hour training sessions to receive the life-saving kits. The nurses can teach others at the district how to use the kits, which will be placed near defibrillators at every school. Dr. Spencer Gwynn leads the Stop the Bleeding Foundation in Jonesboro.
So the recommendation is to put it next to the AED, and the reason for that is the city of Jonesboro is working on geotagging every AED in the city. So that way, if somebody calls in and says, you know, I'm on the first floor of Jonesboro High School and, you know, a kid's got a big cut on his arm, is there a bleeding kit? When they call 911, they'll be able to pull it up on their map and they'll say, there's an AED on the wall next to the principal's office, and then we know that that's where this is. And then you go over there and get it. So you can put it anywhere you want to, but like out at Arkansas State, where we're starting this program as well, that's what we're doing.
And he says the first donation to the local Stop the Bleeding Foundation came from the Jonesboro Rotary Club. He says the goal is to get these kits in the hands of as many people as possible.
There was so much interest from a civic club. We had people in there from churches and schools that wanted training. And so that's when we realized, you know, we can take these just like, you know, everybody learned CPR back in the 60s and 70s when that was a new concept. Why can't we do this with civilians as well? And so about 2010, 2011, it really started to get popular. And then finally, Department of Homeland Security convened a conference where they brought experts in every field from across the country. And that's when they decided that this needed to be a national initiative.
Registered nurse at Nettleton Public Schools, Lori Ellis, tells how they learned about the kits.
We get information through our email of programs that are going on. Our crisis director notified us that we were going to be having a course over the summer, and if any of our nurses were interested, that we could go to it. We sent all of our nurses to the program, and it was just a really good program, and now we can train people in our schools for this.
And Patty Cole is a nurse at MacArthur Junior High School at Jonesboro Public Schools. She says the kits are an important tool in saving lives.
We're really excited. We think that it's going to be a great addition to our schools. We have other emergency items at school, such as the AED and the EpiPens, and so this will be a great addition to that.
And that's Patty Cole. Dr. Gwynn says with training held every month, there are more opportunities for local schools to receive their own kits. The training and kits come as part of a $500,000 grant from the Blue and You Foundation. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News.